Your body may be a temple, but it's also a bit of a chemical dump. A new study shows that many Americans carry traces of nearly 150 potentially dangerous compounds. The study's from the government's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As NPR's John Nielsen reports, it has some good news, as well as some numbers that are cause for concern.
People who work in chemical plants have traces of potential toxins in their blood and urine. So do school kids, CEOs, and chefs in fancy restaurants. According to the new CDC report, it's a safe bet that everybody everywhere has dozens of potential toxins in their bodies. But CDC Director Julie Gerberding says that's not necessarily a cause for alarm. In fact, she says the CDC's new report shows that some of the most dangerous known toxins found in people are declining. For example, take the toxins found in so-called secondhand tobacco smoke.
Over the last decade, there has been an astonishing reduction in exposure to tobacco smoke in the environment, so-called passive or secondhand smoke. For children, for example, there's been a 50% reduction in exposure to these tobacco byproducts, and even among adults, there's been an astonishing decrease.
Gerberding says this sharp decline is one of several high points in the CDC's third biennial report on human exposure to environmental chemicals. After taking several thousand blood and urine samples from randomly chosen Americans, CDC researchers looked for evidence of roughly 150 different chemicals and pollutants. Among the pollutants were aldrin and dieldrin, pesticides banned in the late 1980s.
And what the exposure report shows is that since these chemicals have no longer been used as pesticides, we have virtually eliminated them from the human population.
Levels of toxic lead in the blood of children are also said to be falling. This is good news because even low doses of lead can damage growing brains. However, for reasons Gerberding says aren't clear, blood lead levels in African American children aren't falling anywhere near as quickly as they are in everybody else. Similarly, mixed results came in when the researchers added up the numbers for another notorious toxin, mercury. Jim Perkle, the CDC scientist who oversaw this study, says the good news here was that very few women of childbearing age showed levels of mercury high enough to pose a proven threat to their babies.
But we're also concerned about levels that are at or near the levels where we have documented health effects. So we want to make sure that we're confident that the women who have those levels have a very small risk of any problem.
Perkle says the study proves the need to keep an eye on some other groups of chemicals as well. For example, phthalates. They are used to soften plastics, and they showed up in the bloodstreams of almost everybody who got tested. Turns out our blood is also full of so-called pyrethrins, a common ingredient in some popular insecticides.
So we have a reason now to look further to see if there are any health effects from these exposures. We have no evidence of that at this point in time. It's our responsibility to take this to the next step and to work with our scientific partners to assess what, if any, health effects are a consequence of this.
Environmental groups want the CDC to greatly expand the number of chemicals included in this study, noting that at the moment there are roughly 80,000 chemicals in use in the United States. The CDC says it's trying. 2 years from now, the number of chemicals in the study will rise to more than 300, and in 2008, the CDC plans to look for 478 potential toxins. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.